are here at the 2018 NAFQ 51st Annual Conference in Seattle, Washington, and we're in for a treat! Zappos' very own Erica Javalana is here. Was it? Right, I got the pronunciation. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. The crowd was awesome. You know, day three, it's usually they kind of, slowly, yeah. Like, come on, keep it up. But they were awesome. It was an awesome group. Very receptive. Cool.
Well, thank you for being here, by the way. So it's always cool to have Zappos in the house because you guys have this incredible reputation for delivering happiness, dare I say.
We try. Yeah. They were awesome. You know, my topic usually I get requested to speak on, I think this group is very receptive to company culture and making sure your employees engage. It really starts off with that. And, and through our core values, our 10 core values, we've really focused on making sure that we have faith in that. And a lot of companies may not have that. Maybe the best takeaway is define your culture. Define what that is, and then once you define it, commit to it. Because a lot of people will have a culture and they say, we've got this, we've got a mission statement plaque in the lobby.
Yeah, it's on the wall.
Right, it's on the wall. And then people forget about it. Yeah. But if it's ingrained in from the hiring process throughout a person's tenure, and really focus on the importance of that by committing to those core values, it can only be up from there. It can only be successful and maintain sustainability for a culture.
For those people who haven't read Delivering Happiness, a great book, highly recommend it. And it's a really great read, a quick read as well. So how has it benefited Zappos, and how can other companies benefit from that? Obviously, because you're in the wheelhouse. This is a credit union wheelhouse thing, because we're credit unions. Our mantra, our mission is people helping people. So it's kind of along the same lines of what you guys do. So how has it benefited you guys in the long run?
Well, Tony is really big, our CEO, the author of Delivering Happiness. He's really big into the science of happiness, right? And I can't answer for him because I get the question a lot of, what's his end game and what's his thought process and why is that so important? And I think he just wants people to be happy. He wants employees to love where they work. And so he's definitely been a part of, ensuring that company culture first and foremost, core values first and foremost. If you stick by that, you commit to it, everything else will follow.
Well, that's where it all starts. I mean, if your employees are happy, your customers, or in this case, credit union members, are going to see that and they're going to want to come back, because I don't know if you go. We go to In-N-Out Burger. We are diehard In-N-Out.
Southern California,
exactly.
Of course. Yeah,
I'm from there. And I'm from San Diego, so.
Me too.
Real. Oh, we'll have to talk afterwards.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
We'll talk afterwards. But everyone there is always happy. I'm like, are you kidding me? So that makes us want to come back. And so Zappos, same way. Credit union, same way. So I just think it's kind of infectious in a good way.
You can't have deeply engaged members, customers, without having deeply engaged employees.
Yep.
And I said that in my keynote, and that's important.
Yep.
And it starts with hiring the right people, making sure you hire based off of your core values and what's important to you as a company.
So what can credit unions go back tomorrow or Monday morning and do based on what you talked about in there? What did you give them any call to action type things or anything like that? Go do this and see.
Slowly thinking about, you can't go into your organization and go, okay, I just saw Zappos and we're going to change culture and it's going to be amazing. We're going to do this. We're going to have parades and literally llamas. You can't do that immediately. Number one, people think you're crazy and employees will go, what just happened? But it's small changes first. Small changes in, again, approach, small changes in language. And then once you define what's truly important to your organization, your credit union, how you want to be known, externally, commit to that. And I can't emphasize enough the commitment part, because you can, again, say, we do this, and then not really do it.
Walk your talk. That's for sure. All right. Well, I know you got to catch a plane.
Thank you.
So I appreciate the few minutes you gave us.
You.
Appreciate it. Congrats again
thank
up there.
You.
And thank
you
for coming.
Keep on wowing.
That's right. Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you.